A two-year effort to give tenants a better way to hold neglectful landlords accountable has resulted in the opening of Rochester's first housing court. WXXR's Beth Adams has more on what the court can and cannot do for tenants.
When City Council member Mary Lupien was campaigning last year, she said she heard from hundreds of Rochester residents who described the unlivable conditions in their apartments.
Many, many are living in unsafe housing conditions with black mold, literally raw sewage in the basement, ceilings collapsing. It's unfortunate the way that many of our disinvested neighborhoods have been allowed to disintegrate since the 60s when many people left our city.
Housing advocates, elected officials, and judicial leaders have been working to come up with a way for tenants to more easily hold negligent property owners accountable. What they came up with is a specialized section of city court dedicated to disputes about rental property conditions. Rochester's first housing court opened on Monday. Craig Doran, administrative judge of the 7th Judicial District, says state law limits what can be done to get a landlord to make repairs to a property.
Well, that judge can't sign an order and order the landlord to do X, Y, and Z. That judge can say, I'm suggesting if you don't do X, Y, and Z, when you come back here in a week or two, there might be an adverse judgment.
That could include withholding rent until repairs are made or reimbursing a tenant for rent already paid while living in poor conditions. Before tenants can file a claim with the housing court, they first have to show that they failed to resolve the issue through the city's code violation bureau. Claims can be filed in room 6 on the first floor of the Hall of Justice. Beth Adams, WXXI News.